Hello students, welcome back to the e-learning program launched by Atomic Energy Education Society. In the first module of chapter 6 of history, we are going to study about medieval towns of India. After the 8th century, many new towns emerged in India. These were different towns with different functions such as temple towns, administrative towns, commercial towns and craft or port towns. In fact, many towns combined several functions. They were administrative centers, temple towns, as well as centers of commercial activities and craft productions. First, we will study about an administrative center, that is Thanjavur. Thanjavur, situated on the banks of River Kaveri in Tamil Nadu, was the capital of the Chola dynasty 1000 years ago. The famous temple Raja Rajeswara is in Thanjavur. It was built by King Raja Raja Chola. Besides the temples, there were palaces with mandapas, means pavilions. Kings held courts in the mandapas, issuing orders to their subordinates. There were also barracks for the army. It was a busy commercial town with markets for grains, spices, cloths, and jewelry. Water supply to this town was arranged from wells and tanks. The Salia weavers of Thanjavur and the nearby town of Urayur were busy in producing cloth for flags that was used in the temple festival, fine cottons for the king and nobility, and they also produce coarse cotton for common people. The stapatis or sculptures of Swamimalai were famous for making of bronze idols and tall ornamental bell metal lamps. Now, the next point is temple towns and pilgrimage centers. Thanjavur is also an example of temple town. Temple towns represent a very important pattern of urbanization, that is the process by which cities develop. Rulers build temples to demonstrate their devotion to various deities. They also gifted temples with grants of land and money to carry out elaborate rituals, feed pilgrims and priests, and celebrate festivals. Pilgrims gave huge donation to temples. This wealth was used by temple authorities to finance trade and banking. Gradually, a large number of priests, workers, artisans, traders, etc. settled near the temple to cater to the needs of the pilgrims and of the temples. In this way, new towns emerged around temples. Important temple towns were Bilswamin in Madhya Pradesh, Somnath in Gujarat, Kanchipuram and Madurai in Tamil Nadu, and Tirupati in Andhra Pradesh. Bronze is an alloy containing copper and tin. Bell metal contains a greater proportion of tin than other kinds of bronze. This produces a bell-like sound. Chola bronze statues were made using the lost wax technique. Now, what is lost wax technique? First, an image was made up of wax. This was covered with clay and alloyed to dry. Next, it was heated and a tiny hole was made in the clay cover. The molten wax was drained out through this hole. Then molten metal was poured into the clay mold through the hole. Once the metal cooled and solidified, the clay cover was carefully removed and the image was cleaned and polished. Pilgrimage centers slowly develop into townships. Vrindavan in Uttar Pradesh and Tiruvannamalai in Tamil Nadu are example of two such towns. Now the next town is Ajmer. Ajmer was the capital of Chauhan kings in the 12th century and later became the Suba headquarters under Mughals. This is a great example of religious coexistence. Khwaja Muinuddin Chisti, the Sufi saint who settled there in 12th century, attracted devotees from all creeds. Near Ajmer, there is a lake Pushkar which has attracted pilgrims from ancient times. Dear students, I hope that you have understood all the points that we have discussed in the first module. Thank you. Have a nice day.